This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis.
Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA flash briefing.
Treating teenagers and adults with oral risdiplam for SMA has led to sustained increases in blood levels of SMN protein. This has led to a phase 2 clinical trial. Early results have also shown that risdiplam is well tolerated in the first 12 SMA patients in the open-label JewelFish study. JewelFish is now enrolling up to 180 infants through adults with types 1, 2, and 3. They are located in the US, UK, and Switzerland. Claudia Chiriboga is a pediatric neurologist and a professor at Columbia University Irving Medical Center. She shared her thoughts on these early findings, as well as future trial outcomes. SMA is caused by a faulty SMN1 gene, which reduces the levels of the SMN protein in motor nerve cells, and it leads to cell loss. Similar to Spinraza, risdiplam is designed to boost the ability of the SMN2 gene to produce a full-length and functional SMN. This is unlike the shorter and unstable protein that it normally produces. As of December 1, 2018, JewelFish had 6 patients with type 2 and 6 with type 3 SMA. They ranged from 13 to 52 years old. Chiriboga said that many of these patients are quite advanced. After a median 14 months of treatment, data showed that SMN protein levels in the blood peaked within 4 weeks. They were then maintained at about 2 times the levels recorded at baseline or the study start. Chiriboga is following the JewelFish participants that are currently being treated. She noted that a similar profile has been seen in other ongoing trials called FIREFISH and SUNFISH. Whether these SMN increases lead to significant improvements has not yet been analyzed, but preclinical animal data supports the link. Safety, like efficacy, is also yet to be assessed, and enrolling more patients may enable a comparison between the SMA types. Risdiplam is a liquid that's given once in the morning. Existing data has shown that it's well tolerated and that children don't seem to mind it. The dose of JewelFish was based on determinations that was made in the first part of SUNFISH, and it showed motor improvements that were regardless of disease severity or the age of starting treatment. Its oral delivery means that risdiplam is distributed throughout the body. This sets it apart from both Zolgensma and Spinraza. The benefits of systemic distribution are probably most obvious in the younger patients, and recent results from FIREFISH appear to support this. Most of its 21 infants showed meaningful motor benefits at 12 months of treatment, and 7 of them in the therapeutic dose group could sit without support for at least 5 seconds. Considering the rapid progression in babies with SMA type 1 and that treatment started relatively late, the benefits are even more impressive. Therefore, Chiriboga is persuaded that systemic delivery is the reason why it works so well in infants. When first designed, JewelFish mainly intended to treat the 9 Moonfish patients and those given Spinraza before its US approval. The study's goal was to test if risdiplam worked in a different way and to see if receiving another SMN2 targeting therapy would make any difference in terms of safety and tolerability. Researchers later decided to broaden its target population, and this would include younger patients and people given Spinraza commercially. With Zolgensma's successful development, the trial expanded again to include people on it too. Zolgensma is intended to be a one-time treatment. It provides a normal SMN1 gene and a lifelong production of SMN in motor neurons. Including the patients in JewelFish, this will enable investigators to judge whether a combination with risdiplam may be beneficial. Having 2 therapies that raise protein levels by different routes makes a lot of sense for these patients. But greater benefits with earlier treatment are widely demonstrated. The earlier you are in your disease, the better the efficacy. JewelFish will not test risdiplam in combination with Spinraza, as it will with Zolgensma. This is because of the lasting nature of a gene therapy. patients using Spinraza need to stop the therapy and remain untreated for 90 days before starting a risdiplam screening process. Because the two treatments have a similar mechanism of action, that's the reason for not testing the combination. Risdiplam is seen as more of a replacement therapy for Spinraza because they're just too similar, and it's unclear what the interaction with it would be. Having alternative SMN2 targeting medicines may be particularly appealing to patients who are not eligible for Zolgensma, and oftentimes the mode of delivery plays a role. Possible treatment choices for SMA will likely greatly depend on when they are started, because if you treat very, very early before disease onset, there's maybe not a big difference across the therapies in terms of effectiveness. In contrast, combinations in more advanced SMA may be advisable. Such combinations may also extend to investigative treatments that are intended to boost muscle function. But overall, it's a very individualized approach. People should be free to decide if something isn't working for them, or to try another medication if it works better.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Are you interested in learning more about the latest treatment for spinal muscular atrophy? Visit treatsma.com to see how this treatment works, hear about family stories, and learn about the steps to starting treatment. Visit treatsma.com.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forum's moderator and vlogger. For the most part, I've come to terms with my disability. I know my limitations, I do what I can, and I ask for assistance when necessary. Dwelling on what I can't do isn't beneficial. It's not even what I've lost that bothers me so much as that glimmer of possibility of doing those things again, then realizing it's not going to happen. Not only is this the case when Spinraza came out, but more recently when I tried the dynamic arm support. Dealing with disappointment isn't easy, but I won't let it keep me down. Going into it, I knew Spinraza wasn't going to allow me to walk. That ship has sailed. Even though I tried keeping my expectations low, a part of me was hopeful I'd regain some functions. My mind would wander, and I'd imagine being able to pull my hair into a ponytail on a hot day. Okay, I've never been able to do that, so maybe I'd be able to at least comb through the back of my hair? Well, that didn't happen either. My benefits from Spinraza have been less dramatic. Disappointing? Yes. Devastating? No. After reminding myself what the drug intends to do, stop or slow the progression, and what SMA is, a progressive disability, I can be satisfied with the minuscule gains I've had. I'm looking at Spinraza as biding my time until something better comes along. Hearing about the dynamic arm support was exciting. You can check out my colleague Ryan's video about the product over on our forums. I was sure it would enhance my life. After setting up a demo, again my mind wandered to those what-ifs, even though I tried not to get my hopes up. Of course I told my family about it. My niece said it would be too weird if I could raise my arm up. I imagined what it would be like giving her a high five after she rocked a pep band performance. Unfortunately, demo day was a bust. Although the device helped raise my arm, it actually inhibited my extension. We tried a couple things to help, to no avail. With a smile on my face, I thanked the gentleman for his time and for showing me the device, even though my heart was broken. I won't lie, I shed a few tears behind closed doors. Then I remembered crying creates mucus. And, well, you know, mucus isn't that great when you have SMA. So, I grabbed a tissue, balanced it on the stick I used to reach my face, and dried my tears. Tomorrow is another day, and I intend on making it a good one.
The information in our flash briefings and podcast are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcast and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. For SMA News Today, I'm Michael Morale, Multichannel Content Director.